The film version of The Kite Runner was intended to have a powerful effect on viewers, and it has.
I think it hit us all like pretty hard. We were pretty emotional in the theater together. So afterwards, that's when we kind of had it in our brains that we wanted to help.
Kathy Geithright is a student at the Holton Arms Secondary School in suburban Washington. She and other students here recently attended a special viewing of The Kite Runner. Also among them, Kathy's schoolmate, Lauren McDonald.
It was definitely very emotional and very powerful movie, so that we wanted to do something as soon as we could after seeing it because everyone would be really motivated to help.
What they did was rally their classmates to raise $500 to plant trees in Afghanistan.
There's a line in the movie where the boy comes back to Afghanistan and he remarks on how there aren't any trees left.
Once considered the orchard of Central Asia, Afghanistan has lost about three-quarters of its fruit trees and vineyards in the past 25 years. Forests now cover less than 1% of the land here, and environmentalists worry that continued deforestation could spell the end for Afghanistan's few remaining forests, unless, that is, people take action.
I just typed tree planting in Afghanistan into a Google search, and the first thing that came up was the Global Partnership for Afghanistan, and they have a goal to, by 2008, to plant 1.5 million trees.
Bill Paul teaches environmental science at Holton Arms and is academic sponsor of the school's environmental club. He says students here are not only globally aware, but also committed to helping solve the world's problems.
Lauren and Katie have been co-presidents of the Environmental Club for past 3 years, and they've been involved in a variety of initiatives to sort of spread awareness to the community.
And at this school, at least, students are taught that the community they belong to includes everyone from nearby neighbors to the people of Afghanistan. For producer George Dwyer, I'm Crystal Knight, VOA News.